Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. Health Suite with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome into Health Suite this afternoon on Money FM 89.3. Human papillomavirus, or HPV, is one of the most common forms of sexually transmitted infections. For some people infected with HPV, the condition may go away on its own. For those who are less fortunate, getting struck with HPV may result in serious health problems, like genital warts, or worse, cancer. It is important to know that HPV can strike both men and women, but it is just as important to be aware of the HPV vaccine, which can be used as a preventative measure for both gender groups. However, there is a major lack of information about this protective approach and an abundance of myths that scare away people from seeking what could save their lives from being troubled by something so life-threatening like cancer. Money FM 89.3 welcomes Dr. Ida Ismail Pratt, consultant at OG, lead gynecologist, cancer screening and prevention, National University Hospital, National Cancer Institute, Singapore, to tell us all about HPV, the HPV vaccine, and how it will benefit both males and females. And this is very important, to debunk the myths surrounding the condition. Welcome to the show, Dr. Pratt.
Hi, Clarissa. Thank you very much.
Can I just call you Ida?
Yes, just call me Ida. That's absolutely fine. It's a mouthful, I know.
All right. For the benefit of our listeners, maybe unfamiliar with HPV, could you explain the infection a little bit?
Okay, HPV, the long name for it, as you said just now, is human papillomavirus. Mm-hmm. This is actually a very, very common virus. It's actually as common as the flu virus. Mm-hmm. Now, the one of the myths is that, you know, not all HPV infection will cause cancer, okay? And another thing that I would like to clarify as well is that it is transmitted by skin-to-skin contact, including but not exclusively by sexual activity, basically.
Okay. Skin-to-skin, as
skin
in
to skin.
If I shook your hand?
No. Well, not really. Okay. I mean, you know, the thing about the HPV infection is that the acute infection is not really dangerous. There are two types of HPV, either the cancer-related HPV or the non-cancer-related HPV. Majority of HPV are non-cancer-related. We know there's about 150 types of them. Most of them don't cause cancer. The one that we're concentrating on is 14 types that has an association with cervical cancer. Mm-hmm. And out of the 14, 70% of it is caused by HPV 16 and 18.
Okay.
Hence the reason why the vaccine is important. We'll talk about that later.
Okay. How common is HPV within our modern society, as in how widespread? What are the figures?
So basically in Singapore, the study we done in Singapore say that, you know, HPV, actually the infection is more prevalent when you're young. But the good thing about it is about 20% of women, especially in their 20s, will at some point have a HPV infection. This includes the cancer-related infection. Mm-hmm. However, because when you're young, your immune system is actually much stronger. So like any viral infection, then your immune system will get rid of the infection.
Okay. So at that point, is there a specific group, whether it's an age group or male or female, that is more susceptible to HPV?
So when we say about in terms of susceptible to either HPV infection or susceptible to cancer, these are two different things.
All right.
Okay.
So let's answer both.
Yes. Okay. So if you talk about susceptible to HPV infection, okay, we know that if you have started having sexual activity, you are more exposed to the infection.
Okay.
Does not mean that you're going to get cancer. But that's why when women are started to become sexually active, all the doctors will nag them to go for their screening, cervical cancer screening, because all women at some point in their life may have been exposed to the virus. This is a screening virus. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the other myths that we need to debunk, is that it's not HIV. Mm-hmm. It doesn't act like chlamydia or gonorrhea, which is the other sexual transmitted disease. Mm-hmm. All it does, it causes abnormal screening results that can lead to cervical cancer in future.
Now, I was told a long time ago by my gynecologist that cervical cancer is one of the most treatable and preventable cancers.
Yes, exactly, and your gynecologist is right. And the reason is because we know that cervical cancer is caused by this virus. 99.7% of all cervical cancer worldwide, not just in Singapore, is caused by this virus. And because we know the cause, one, we can screen for it. We can actually screen the pre-cancer stage and we can actually treat the pre-cancer stage at stage zero before it becomes cancer, thus preventing you from getting cancer in future. And that's why screening is still very important. The other thing as well, rather than just screening, usually we can also prevent the infection, you getting the infection in the first place, and that's why the vaccine is comes into play. Because when you screen, you're actually looking for infection that's maybe already there. But if you take the vaccine, it's like flu. If you want to prevent flu in future, you take the flu vaccine, right? The same thing, HPV is a virus. If you want to prevent future HPV infection, you take the vaccine. Therefore, your body has the immunity to actually fight the infection if you're exposed to it in future, and that's why the vaccine works.
Okay, so coming back to the statement, it is imminently preventable. Cervical cancer is imminently preventable, and you're saying if you are able to take the jab,
yes,
you may not get cervical cancer.
Not necessarily, okay? You take the jab because you protect yourself from the most common cancer-related HPV that can cause cancer.
Okay.
And this is HPV 16, HPV 18, and some of the vaccine can actually cover another five of the cancer-related virus.
So it lowers
virus.
Your risk of
yes,
cervical.
It lowers the risk.
I get it.
Yes.
We are speaking, doctor.
You still have to get screening done.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm starting to understand that this jab is important.
Yes.
And we should encourage all our young ladies to have it.
Exactly.
All right. How young?
So the vaccine is licensed in Singapore to be given from as young as 9 years old for both boys and girls.
Okay.
Okay. The reason is because the younger you are, your immune system is much stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And also the exposure to the virus is the least when you're younger.
Right.
So when you give the vaccine has no virus in it. It's just an empty protein coat. It is has a very strong safety profile. So when you give it in the young, they generate the immune system really quite high, so to prevent you from getting the infection in future, so reducing your risk significantly from getting abnormal screening results or abnormal or cervical cancer in future.
Okay, and that's very interesting, because usually when it comes to jabs and inoculations, you want to give them quite young.
Yes.
For various ailments and illnesses and nasties.
Yes.
Right? But this is 9 years old. This is... Most parents aren't thinking about the sexual activity of their children at 16, let alone 9.
Yeah.
So how do you encourage more parents to come forward? And is this an elective jab, or has it been made required?
Okay. So the first thing is that getting the HPV vaccine does not mean that you are thinking about the sexual activity of your child. It's basically the vaccine is mainly for cervical cancer prevention. It doesn't work as well once you start having sexual activity when you're older.
Right.
And your immune system is also lower. Okay. So at the moment, because it is important, because the government's already announced that, you know, and already started a school HPV vaccination program for girls secondary one, and they're doing it also for secondary five.
Right.
The other thing that they've done is that for the women from 9 to 26 years old, you can actually get some of the HPV vaccine under MediSafe cover as well, up to about $400 per year. So you can get this in polyclinic, in some GP practice. And so there's a lot of ways to actually get the HPV vaccine.
Okay, let's go the other way. Mm. Are there people who shouldn't get the HPV vaccine?
Good question. It is safe. Actually, even though it's licensed from 9 to 26 years old in Singapore, it's FDA approved up to 45 years old.
Okay.
Because there are some benefit that is seen in women even though they are much older.
Right.
However, if you're above 45 years old, then the benefit may not be as effective and it's not be as good. So if you want the vaccine after 45, then you need to discuss with your doctor, because screening is actually a much more important way for you to prevent cervical cancer rather than having the HPV vaccine if you're much, much older.
Okay, let's talk about cervical cancer for just a minute.
Yeah.
What are the rates? What is the percentage of the female population of Singapore that suffer from cervical cancer?
Okay, let me just say that in the last statistics, okay, cervical cancer is still the top 10 in most common cancer in women for a preventable cancer.
Right.
And we have the vaccine and we have a national screening.
Right.
A national screening program here. And it has been number 10 since about more than 10 years ago. It hasn't come down. Probably if you're talking about how many women get cervical cancer in Singapore, rough estimate, there's about maybe about, I would be telling two women a week. that they have cervical cancer in the last statistic. So it's still quite high, and I think it's still not, for me, it's not really an acceptable figure for a preventable cancer. We need to do a lot more, and there needs to be a lot more awareness in terms of the vaccine for the younger women, and also for screening for other women as well, because it is preventable.
It is preventable. Yeah. Okay, before I let you go, do you have some final words for our listeners?
I'd like to remind everybody, even though we're talking about prevention of cervical cancer, the cervix is attached to a woman. Mm-hmm. You're not screening just the cervix, you're screening the woman. Womb cancer, ovarian cancer, breast cancer, cervical cancer, these are still the top 10 most common cancer in women. And if you're thinking about going for your screening or your vaccine, please also don't neglect going for the other screening as well.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Ida. I just say Ida?
Ida will be absolutely fine.
Thank you so much for
coming.
That
was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
This has been Health Suite on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.